not that.
That's right.
Okay, and tell me where you were born.
I was born in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, and what year was that?
When I was born?
Yeah.
I'm 69 years old.
Okay.
I was 69 years old the fourth day of July.
Uh-huh.
And been down here in Florida 30 years.
Uh-huh. So, what made
you want to come to Florida?
Yeah.
Well, I just got tired of farming. That's what I was on, a farm, see? And I just got tired of farming.
Were you sharecropping?
No, my grandfather, he had his own farm.
Uh-huh. So you were working on the family farm?
That's right.
And so you were you very old? Had you made many crops before you
decided? Oh, yeah, many before I left there.
Uh-huh.
Many.
What kind of crops did you grow up there?
Tobacco,
uh-huh.
Corn, cotton.
Well, did you raise any children there on the farm?
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what, you decided to come to Florida, but had anyone told you anything about Florida?
No, uh-uh.
What made you pick Florida instead of going up to New York or someplace like that?
I just had Florida on my mind.
Uh-huh. And I guess you'd probably heard some people talk about having come down here and it being a certain way or something.
Yeah.
What were some of the things they'd say about Florida?
They say the money you could make in Florida.
Yeah. Good money. Huh?
Excuse me. Good money, yeah. And I had never seen no fruit grow until I come to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing to me to go out in the orange grove and see how them fellas be toting them ladders and things.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen nothing like that before.
Well, what were the first kind of jobs you had when you came to Florida?
Working to a motel.
Uh-huh. And then, did you ever work out in the groves at all?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know how to tote the ladder. It's a slight in toting them ladders. I would just get me a big old bucket and pick the oranges where I could reach with my hand, you know, like that. Until I gotten used to it. When I gotten used to it, well, I found something better, see.
What other kinds of work? You worked
in
doing other things in the groves, or mostly picking, or did you ever
ride in
the tractors, anything like
no,
that?
No, I never did. No, I never did ride the tractor or nothing.
Uh-huh.
I hope load the fruits in the boxes, you know, load them on them trucks, you know.
Is that mostly here in Hillsborough County or Polk County?
Yeah, in Hillsborough County. Out there to Sefner. You know where it's Sefner.
Yeah.
Out there.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, when you first came to Florida, did you ever run across any other people that were playing any of that old type music at all? Or?
One man. One guy. And me and him got to talking out in Orange Grove. And he was quick, asked me where I come from, other words, he sung in a quartet.
Uh-huh. In a church.
Yes. Uh-huh. And he asked me, you know, I would be singing, one, you know, and he said, you got a wonderful voice, said. You ever sing in a quartet or anything like that? I told him, no, I ain't. He said, you got a beautiful voice. And then he sang some songs that I knowed. And I would I'd join in with him, you know, in his way of singing, you know.
Are the most
the
church songs?
Yes, it's most. He never did sing no blues or nothing like that. Church song. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you were, so there weren't too many people around singing blues and stuff.
Right? No.
There were a lot more of them in South Carolina.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you were growing up in South Carolina, when would you play and what type of gatherings would happen and stuff?
I mean, like. You know, piano, like that, you know. It wasn't too many piccolos, you know, like that. I seen my first piccolo when I come to Florida, because they didn't have nothing like that. Piano and guitar, that's what it was.
Mostly piano.
Yeah.
And you have dances or what?
Yeah, just, you know, round dance. Didn't know nothing about no swinging and all this young people dance like they do, just round dance.
And what do you mean by round? I'm not sure I know what you mean.
you know, you get your girlfriend and just go round and round. You know what waltzing is, though?
Yeah.
Something kind of like waltz.
You wouldn't all join hands in a circle then?
No.
Just two people at a time.
That's right.
And then guitars would be playing.
That's right.
What were some of the names of those dances? I know some of them had crazy names. I've come across all kind of crazy things. One of them was a type of a shimmy, one was a belly rub, and one was a... What were some of the names? Do you remember any of them?
The Hookabuck, and, you know...
Pearl Bailey sang that song called Hookabuck.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Nutton was... Mary do the round dance, and he'd be going round, you know, like that, you know.
Would anyone be calling anything?
Calling sets.
They're calling sets?
Uh-huh.
I mean, there'd be one person off to the side calling the
That's right.
What would be some of those calls, do you remember?
The way he would do, he would all of them would join in, you know, together, you know, and we gonna dance this round, and all of them get there, be a bunch of them get there and go round and around. He'd be I'm patting his foot, you know, and the music be going, you know, and he'd be, when he get tired, then you could, somebody else would be there to the dance in your place, just.
Would you say things like swing your partner?
That's right.
And what were some of the movements he'd call?
He would say, swing them left, swing them right, you know, like that, you know.
And would he make them rhyme when he did that sometimes? Would he rhyme up what he was saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a light.
Okay. I've heard of those kind of dances, but I never have seen one. I've heard several people describe them.
That's right.
They said that it was really pretty.
Yeah, but I tell you, my way, I don't like dancing. You know, I like spiritual songs. I love spiritual songs. I don't like no blues all that much, you know.
Yeah.
I have been with people, you know, around people singing the blues, but I'd heap rather hear spiritual songs, you know.
Some people were playing the blues around. Yeah, oh
yeah. Uh-huh.
But
you
who would sing these spiritual songs? Would it be just family or neighbors or church
Sometimes the family and the neighbor. I like that.
So when would y'all gather to sing those things?
Where, to the house?
Yeah, would it be like on a Saturday night? Yeah,
Sunday, Friday night, just any night through the week, you know, they say let's sing something tonight. It wouldn't have to be no special night. But now, on Saturday night, they wouldn't come on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. That'd be the time for juking and...
I mean, the other people, they be going to jukes, you know, and things like that. I ain't never just say been in a juke in my life mm-hmm. to hear what go on in there.
Mm-hmm.
I have passed by, you know, and hear them in there dancing and going on, you know, but I didn't like that.
Uh-huh.
I like to go, you know, where they're, you know, playing spiritual songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard a lot of those different sacred songs here lately that people play, and some of those old ones, things like, you know, you gotta move. And,
that's right.
And, things like that.
Uh-huh.
What were some of them that you enjoyed playing?
That's one of them there, and this song about Mother Don't Cry When They Send Your Son to War.
First of all, tell me before we get into these songs, how did you first come across being able to play a guitar?
Just picked it up myself.
Uh-huh. And there were some other people around that maybe showed you a snatch of this and that.
Yeah, I used to borrow a guy guitar, and me and him would get on the porch, you know.
Yeah.
And I would he dead now. God bless the dead. And he be picking, and I be singing. And he could sing too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but eventually you learned how to play several different types of songs.
That's right.
Did you use what do you call that tuning that we have?
Vastapool.
Vastapool.
Yeah.
Was that what you mostly played in?
You know, I could play in C chords.
Mm-hmm.
In G.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't never learned how to play in Spanish tune, you know.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes you tune it like an open chord.
That's right.
And then you tune it like this.
That's a vastapool.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have it tuned in Spanish? I'm not sure what you mean by Spanish. Is that with just the low string tuned up?
Like you. That's, I don't know where exactly it was in Spanish when you, but I know it was in C cross, wasn't it?
When I first took it out, you mean? Before I changed it.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know what you call that either. I sure would like to hear you play one. I'm especially interested in that one song that you played some of or started to, and that Polk County. When did you first hear that song? When you came to Florida, or was people playing it down here?
A place out from Sanford, Florida.
Yeah.
They call Serena.
Yeah, I know where that is. And there was a fella out there playing.
He would in his house, you know.
Yeah.
He would. He had a piano.
Uh-huh.
And he could play a guitar and a piano.
Uh-huh.
And he made me a tambourine out of soda water tops. You know, match the soda water top flat and nail them on about 15 or 16 on a board, and give me a soda water crate. And I'd get right there by the piano, you know, and he'd be playing the piano, you know, and I'd be beating it.
You making that old man still living down there in Tibet?
I don't know. I don't know. I ain't seen him in a long, long time.
Was he older than you? Was he about your age?
About my age.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what his name was.
Leo.
Leo.
Leo. That was his name.
That's all you remember.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And he had a brother named Fred.
Uh-huh. And was it just down there in the black community in Sorrento?
Yeah, in the you know, during that time, you know how things was mm-hmm. with the race. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't go downtown or mm-hmm. Go on the streets or nothing like that. No, they didn't lie that, see. Just to the house.
Do you think you remember a verse or two of that Polk County Blues?
Yeah, I believe I do. Well, I ain't sung it in a long time. You know, just
yeah. I'd sure like to hear you play it and sing it, or just whichever way you can.
That's right.
Go and finish your cigarette. We'll just talk to you. Mm-hmm. What about that? I might have to go over there and see if he's still around. I'll tell him that you said hello if I come across him.
All right. I wish I was, wasn't right exactly in the position that I'm in, I one of these days when you be going down that way, I'd go with you, and there's a heap of people I know, the old people, I don't know what they may be musician. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know it during that time. Mm-hmm. But down on Bear Glade in the East Coast, down there, well, I know some down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot more musicians than people think.
I know it is. I know it.
I guess maybe this, when all these jukeboxes and television and everything came along, a lot of people didn't play as much.
That's to God's truth. Mm-hmm. It cut television and these jukeboxes cut out a heap of guitar music. But I'd rather hear guitar music than hear any guitar, most especially somebody can play a piano and play a guitar. Well,
that is a pretty music.
Yes, it is. Sure is now.
Why don't you see if it's in tune there for you? Maybe we can hit a lick on it, though.
I'm kind of hoarse a little bit. That's right. Okay. I said nobody know Coke counting like I do. Say the reason I know it, I done walked it through and through. Now if that's your little woman, you better pin her to your side. I say if that's your little woman, you better pin her to your side. Cause if she flag my train, I'm sure gonna let her ride. Well, you ever been down, you know just how I feel. Well, you ever been down where you know how I feel. Just like a broke down engine ain't got no driving wheel. Oh yeah, I got to you know, practice.
Oh, that sounded good.
A little more. Good.
I think there's more verses
of
that.
Yeah, it's more verses. I'm glad it did.
Yes.
I'm glad it did to you.
Was there something you were looking for there? Or, that sounded good to me. I don't know why you quit there. Shoot. Can you think of about five or more verses to get a little bit longer like that? I would truly love to have all the verses you can think of on that song.
No, I got something in my pocket. Let me move it. Pretty baby, crying won't make me stay. Says I'm gone, pretty baby, crying won't make me stay. Say the more you cry, the further you drive me away. I'm kind of shaky a little bit. You know, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoarse a little bit though.
Well, we'll come back to that. Play something easy.
I could do good if I wasn't kind of shaky today. No. Coming back home to stay. just shake it a little bit.
What was that one called?
Huh? That's just the blues. It ain't the... Mm-hmm. Get it right now.